RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You want to throw out a name and I'll tell you if they practiced or if they or did not? Go ahead.
George Kittle.
George Kittle did practice on a limited basis.
Okay.
Limited.
To be expected.
But George, yes, he practiced.
How about Trent Williams?
Trent Williams did not practice.
Not surprised.
Though Kyle Shanahan did say publicly he's got a shot. He's got a shot to play. And they don't say that unless... You know,
he's got a shot. Yeah, I get that. I mean, it's a tough one because if you push him out there and he's not 100% and you lose, well, now you have to play the next week and he maybe got worse. Or you roll the dice and he doesn't play, he rests, and you win anyway. Now he gets an additional week to rest.
So. Shanahan said he's not sure how long he'll be out, but, quote, we'll give it a shot this week.
Okay.
Is what he said.
Give it a shot this week. The other thing to say is I don't remember... If today is what a normal Wednesday would be, Trent Williams never practices on a Wednesday.
Right.
Ever. They call them vet days.
And same as McCaffrey.
And correct.
Would be the next one I'd ask you about.
Go ahead.
McCaffrey.
Didn't practice.
Yeah, okay.
And they said, with a back injury that we saw, him trying to work out there on the sideline. And yeah, both of them always take vet days on Wednesday. And some actually pointed to those vet days for Trent as being key with the way Austin Pleasance played when he went in there,
right.
Because when Trent sits out practice, Austin goes in and gets all the reps. So he was that much more ready.
Yeah.
And he may need to be again this week. In fact, he will need to be, even if Trent tries to play. I'm sure they're going to rotate him in and out a little bit more or run the risk of pulling him if he goes out there and it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, and if Trent goes out there and he can play, there'll be no rotation. He'll play until, you know, something happens again. But the fact that Trent only played one snap and, you know, he went in the tent and then that was it. He took the tape off. And so that told me that it was one of those injuries where it's like, oh, wow, this is not even like a maybe or a tweak. It was maybe not a full-on tear, but it was some sort of a pop where he went in the tent and he came out and it's like, nope, that's going to be a no. Where's my baseball cap? I'm done.
Yep, exactly. Few others who did not practice today. Kyle Juszczyk with a hip injury did not practice. Keon White with a groin injury did not practice. I would take this as a little bit of a good sign. Upton Stout practiced on a limited basis. Remember, he's in the concussion protocol.
Wow.
But the fact that he's already kind of at least going through, you know, there's hurdles.
Sure.
But for them to go out and do a limited practice, that means he's crossed one. And so that's good.
That's just really good.
48 hours after the game, not even 48 hours after the game.
Because that one looked like not scary, like Tua Tagovailoa scary, but you could see that Upton was clearly like not all there after it happened.
Yeah, he landed right on the top of his head. So Stout was limited. Ricky Pearsall, which by the way, I'm getting real damn near just asked, like, we got to go on some. Can you get Ricky's parents on? There are too many people calling him Purcell. I don't know what the hell's going on. Kyle's been doing it all year. Collinsworth started doing it. Now I'm seeing videos of people breaking down tape. It's Ricky Purcell. And I'm just like, call Herm Edwards and find out what this guy's name is. I feel like we should know. 2 years in, first round draft pick.
You play to win the game.
Is he Ricky Pearsall or is he Ricky Purcell?
It's a great question.
Thank you. I want to know. These things matter to me. I'm going to be out here calling some guy by the wrong name. Ricky Purcell.
What did you do?
I, I'm going to call him Pearsall till I know otherwise.
AI says it's Pierce, like the president.
Yeah. All.
Pearsall. Not Pearsalt, but it's Pearsall.
Okay.
That's what...
Kyle calls him Pearsall.
Okay. And I've heard him called that before.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yes.
What you could really call him is Fragile.
Yeah. Also,
that's Italian.
Good receiver, though. Anyway,
when he plays, yeah.
He practiced.
Good.
But limited.
Limited, of course.
And so did YGM.
YGM.
Yetur
Gross Matos, yes. Which we are probably saying wrong as well.
And we all say Sam Okawanu, and I would imagine that his name is pronounced different than that.
Might be. Just go with Sam O.
Sam O. No doubt.
Yeah. He practiced, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
You would figure.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the practice report. For the 49ers today on a Tuesday, which is supposed to be their rest day, but it's not because they play on Saturday.
And Brock Purdy tomorrow will speak, and then Thursday, Kyle one more time, and then Friday, no media, and you get ready for a Saturday game. And it's a short week, and it's a short week for both, but the Niners are already off a short week, and a tough travel back from Indy where they had to play and land at like 3 or 4 in the morning, and so... It's a back-to-back short week.
Yep.
Not that that's a huge factor, but I do think it's a factor. All the injuries aside, Seattle's in a little bit of a better rest spot than the Niners.
I mean, Seattle had the mini bye the week before. They played Thursday. The Niners played Monday, but then they all come back and play Sunday. I'm not too worried about the fact the Niners played at night. Seattle played during the day. Seattle was on the East Coast. Niners were at home. So to me, that's at best... That's a wash. Seattle had to get on a flight from Carolina.
I'm more concerned about the week before when the Niners had to come back and land very late on Monday morning.
Right, but if you want to extend that another week or two, the Niners just had a bye. Like, they had the latest bye of anybody in the NFL, and so I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, it is what it is. If Seattle had played last Thursday, then I would say this is a big advantage. But they didn't. They played, and they were on the East Coast. And so it's a bummer, but it's a bummer for both teams, I would think.
Yep.
Right? They don't get to rest up for the big game in the final week.
Which is fine. I mean, it's an extra day. So the day you would have had today would have been, you know, a complete day off. And yesterday's the treatment day. Today would have been off. But instead you come in, and I'm sure they weren't like cracking helmets and slapping pads. They probably went through a light workout, and then you slowly build it up. And it's week 18 anyway, so... I don't know how much of that you need to actually do. I know Thursday is normally that day where you kind of get after it ahead of a Sunday. So maybe that's tomorrow where you go out there and you try to install the game plan and you really get out there and you try to practice one hard day. So if these guys are all limited or out tomorrow, I think that becomes more of an indication.
Ooh, this one's going to be hard.
Yep.
This can be so hard.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Man, Seattle's got a good defense.
Yep.
There's not a lot of NFL teams that can say that. Right now, 57% chance of rain. I'm actually not overly worried about that. I know that a lot of folks cruising around think Brock Purdy can't play in the rain. I don't know. I think some things get forgotten in that process. You know what I mean? It's like, ooh, I remember that Rams game last year and it was raining and they didn't score a touchdown.
12
and
I'm like, to six.
Right. Deebo Samuel dropped a touchdown, number one. Number two, I don't know. Wasn't it raining in the Packer playoff game when Brock went on a game-winning drive in the fourth quarter?
Sounds about right.
For a 24-21 win, I think, was the final score there. Wasn't it really kind of wet and mixy in Cleveland 3 weeks ago?
It was just cold. I don't think that it was okay. Really, I mean, raining.
I mean, I feel like when there had been snow in the area, you're at least talking about a really sloppy, damp field.
Can be, yeah.
I don't know. Yes, there have also been some examples where that has not been his best game, but I think that happens to a lot of guys in the rain. Like when they lost to the Rams 12-6, how'd Matt Stafford do? Not great.
Not great.
Not great. There weren't a lot of points.
I think every quarterback would tell you that wind is more of an issue than rain.
Agreed.
So I don't know what the wind forecast is for Saturday night at Levi's. Probably not super windy.
I can get that.
As we know here in the Bay Area, the wind precedes the rain. So when you start to see it get really windy out, that tells you that the storm is coming right behind it. So normally when there's a storm here, you don't get a lot of the same sort of wind. At times, of course, you do. But normally the wind comes first, then the rain. So I don't know what the timing is of the storm on Saturday.
I'm looking at the Santa Clara Saturday forecast, and I'm sort of not really about forecasts until we get 48 hours out. So this is funny money to me because this can all change. And if you've ever lived in California for any period of time, it feels like about half the time they say it's going to rain, it doesn't rain. But it is supposed to rain starting tomorrow all freaking week long. So let's see. But Saturday's Santa Clara word-for-word weather report is this. Steady light rain in the morning. Showers continuing in the afternoon. A high near 60 degrees. Winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain overall stands at 70%. There's your Santa Clara Saturday forecast.
Showers.
It doesn't sound all that daunting.
No. And not that cold. And, you know, honestly. Yeah.
And not that windy. Like exactly. 10 to 15. Yeah, a little gust.
It's fine, a little breeze, a little one club wind, maybe a club and a half, depending on, you know, if you're going dead into it.
Dude, I played this morning. It's about three clubs.
Yep.
Just because it's so damn cold. You really have to put your ego away.
No doubt.
I mean, my God. I'm hitting a driver on a three-wood hole, and it's not getting there.
Mm.
My kid looked at me. He's like,
You all right? You good?
Like, shut up. It's cold out here.
We played Sunday morning.
It's 42 degrees.
Oh, 7:30 tee time out at Poppy Ridge, which is deep, deep Livermore. 37 degrees, first tee. And,
dude.
Which doesn't affect me because I'm hitting these little buck 94-yard, like,
little butterflies.
Dying quails, dude.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.